come in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Brother Danny's going to come say something out of the service. Amen.
Well, I'm glad to say.
Amen.
I know that. I can always say that.
Yes, sir.
But if I can just take a minute, I just want to tell you God's been good to me.
Amen.
God's always been good to me.
Yes,
sir. And I don't want to take it for granted. I want to say thank you, Lord. Because I'm going to tell you what's a wonderful feeling to know you love.
Amen.
Amen. By Him. Amen. I'm glad I say He's the lover of my soul, Sister Linda. Have been for a long time now. And I thank God for that. Brother Hyde caught me off guard, but it's all right. If you just want to look for just a minute, Romans 9. I was reading over here in Romans yesterday. Telling Brother Hyde this morning, me and him was out and running around and just sort of touched my heart here. Romans 9, right at the end of the chapter. I'm not going to read a lot of it, but basically it's sitting here and it's talking about the Jews who were familiar with the law of righteousness. They had the word of God. And said, but they had failed to attain righteousness. And then it talks about the Gentiles attaining it by faith. And it's really, that's just the backdrop of what he's talking about here, about just that righteousness of faith, yeah. Knowing God, and it being by grace, not works. And a Jew had in that area really has no advantage over the Gentile in this day and time.
Right.
And, I mean, God chose to have mercy on us too, and I'm glad He did.
Amen.
But, in that very last verse, in verse 33, and it says, and as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, talking about Christ. And said, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
Amen. But, Brother Todd, I sit there and got to think about how we'll beat ourselves up a lot of times over our past. Every time we make a mistake, every time we stumble, every time we slip into sin, and seems like we'll just let it beat us up emotionally, spiritually. We'll let the devil get in our head and try to drag us down, discourage us. And we'll start listening to them voices about we're not worthy and we're not able, Brother Jonathan. And start saying, look what you've done and all that stuff. But you know what? I just got to thinking about that. I believe on Him.
Right.
Amen. You say, well, what does that mean? I don't have to be ashamed.
Right.
I don't have to be ashamed for my past. I don't have to be ashamed every time I fall down, I trip. Amen. It's under the blood. Brother Justin, it's under the blood. God don't hold that against me. It's forgiven. Amen? So why should I be ashamed? Why should I hang my head? Why should I let that affect me in a manner that it would hinder me from serving Him who's been so precious and so wonderful and so merciful to me? Why should I let that be a problem? I have nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
You know, if you was to be able to go in heaven, step into heaven right now, Brother Aaron, and you could find the book with my record in it, and you'd open it up, and open it up to the page where it say Danny's sins, you'd find a blank page.
Amen.
And I sin today. I mean, I slipped today. I fell in. I fell short today of perfection. There's no such thing and never will be in this flesh as sinless perfection.
That's right.
But it's under the blood. And I was telling Brother Hyde in the car this morning. I told him, I said, I've got to be the world's worst at this. Why do I always let this just beat me down and discourage me?
Right.
Amen. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Why? My trust is in Him.
Amen.
My salvation rests in Him, not me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not making excuses for not doing right. There's no excuse for that. I mean, if you consciously sinning, I mean intentionally sinning, no conscience about it, and you got a different problem. But I'm just saying, everything I have is wrapped up in Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's washed it all away, Brother Aaron.
Amen.
There's no grounds for shame for me. I can stand in the congregation and I can bow before the great God of heaven.
Yes.
Without shame. I'm His child. Now, did I do wrong? Sure I did. Should I be happy about that? Absolutely not. Or as the Bible says many times, God forbid. When you do right, you ought to desire. As a matter of fact, I believe you saved, you will desire to want to make it right.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, as far as my standing with God, there's no grounds to be ashamed. It said, whosoever believeth on Him shall not. Doesn't say might not. Doesn't say most of the time won't be. Says shall not be ashamed.
Right.
I don't have to be ashamed before Him or before man.
Right.
Because I'm in Christ.
Yes.
When God looks at me, He sees His Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came to this earth. The Bible tells us whosoever, talking about the law, whosoever doeth these things will live. Well, He did it.
Right.
He did it on my behalf.
Amen. Yes, yes.
When God looks down upon me, He sees me in Christ. He sees me as though I kept the law.
Amen.
I didn't. But God looks at me that way.
Yes, He does.
He accounts that to my record.
He does.
There's no blot on my record in heaven tonight. None. Not one thing. It ain't because I didn't do it, but it's because of the blood.
Yes.
It's because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He came. He performed it all. Brother Hyde.
Yes.
He went up on that cross and willfully laid down His life.
Yes.
He died and was buried, rose again.
Yes, He did.
That I could have eternal life, that my sins Amen. Could be forgiven.
Right.
Amen. He took the judgment of God for my sin on Calvary. It's paid for.
Yes.
I don't owe nothing.
Right.
I'm debt free.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Yes.
Debt free. As far as sin goes.
That's right.
The only thing I've been indebted to, Brother Hyde, I'm in debt to Him.
That's
to
right.
serve Him. For having
Amen.
Kindness and mercy.
Amen. Paul said, I'm a debtor.